squiggly superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? Wiggly superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. I'm your host, man, myth, legend, and all-around cool cat, Ricky Lee Travolta. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. Each week on this show, we explore a different stage, film, or television musical. This week, we'll be enjoying a look into the 2016 Broadway musical Waitress. Waitress is a musical based on the 2007 film of the same name, written by Adrian Shelley. The story follows Jenna Hunterson, a waitress in an unhappy marriage to her husband Earl. When Jenna unexpectedly becomes pregnant, she begins an affair with her gynecologist, Dr. Jim Pomatter. Looking for ways out, she sees a pie-baking contest and its grand prize as her chance to get out on her own. To ensure that the baking scenes are authentic, the production staff hired Manhattan baker Stacy Donnelly to instruct the cast in proper baking technique. To help immerse audiences into the story, real pies are warming as they enter the theater, creating the aroma of a real pie shop. Slices of pie were also offered up for sale. With music and lyrics by Sarah Bareilles, book by Jesse Nelson, choreography by Lauren Latero, and direction by Diane Paulus, Waitress made history on Broadway, with the four top creative spots in a show being filled by women. The show received four Tony nominations for Best Musical, Best Original Score, Best Performance by a Leading Actress in a Musical, and Best Performance for a Featured Actor in a Musical. As the show begins, we are introduced to Jenna, a waitress and expert pie maker at Joe's Diner in the American South, who often rationalizes tough situations by conceptualizing them as pie ingredients, as evidenced in the song, What's Inside?
Sugar, 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 butter, sugar, butter, sugar, butter, flour, sugar, butter, flour, sugar, butter, flour, sugar, butter, flour, sugar.
My hands pluck the things I know that I'll need. Take the sugar and butter from the pantry. I add the flour to begin what I am hoping to start. And then it's down with the recipe and bake from the heart. Sugar and butter and flour.
As the show continues, we learn that Jenna is distracted by a potential unwanted pregnancy. Her unloving husband, Earl, visits the diner to criticize Jenna's low-paying job. Jenna decides not to tell him about the pregnancy and instead finds solace in baking her eccentric and experimental pies in the song, What Baking Can Do.
And it washes off of all the dirty dishes when it's
Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio for It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. I always enjoy hearing from listeners, so please email me your suggestions for future shows at 1015showtime@gmail.com. Now back to the musical. Jenna goes for a physical, where she's greeted and then taunted by fellow pregnant women. This is related to the audience in the song Club Knocked Up.
Knock, 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 knock. Who's there?
Who's there?
Knocked up,
knocked up.
Who's you there?
Join us.
This is Hutchison. The doctor will see you now.
Welcome to Club Knocked Up.
Jenna then meets her new OBGYN, young, handsome Dr. Jim Pomatter, who she will later have an affair with. Back at the diner, word of Jenna's pregnancy has spread throughout the staff. The diner's owner, Joe, suggests that she enter a local pie-baking contest with a high financial reward. Fellow diner employees, Becky and Dawn, give Jenna a baby book to prepare for her baby. Soon, attention turns to Dawn, who has never had a boyfriend, and who has now ventured into online dating, and is set for a first date the following night. Dawn relates her nervousness in the song, When He Sees Me.
I stick with real things, usually facts and figures. When information's in its place, I minimize the guessing game. Guess what?
What?
I don't like guessing games or when I feel things before I know the feelings. How am I supposed to operate if I'm just tossed around by fate? Like on an unexpected date with a stranger who might talk too fast or ask me questions about myself before I've decided that he can ask me questions about myself. He might sit too close or call the waiter by his first name or eat Oreos, but eat the cookie before the cream. But what scares me the most, what scares me the most is what if when he sees me, what if he doesn't like it? What if he runs the other way and I can't hide from it? What happens then if when he knows me, he's only disappointed? What if I give myself away to only get it given back? I couldn't live with that. So I'm just fine. Way I get the best view, so that when he sees me, I want him to.
Dawn, don't you think you're being a little, I mean, maybe just a tad?
I'm not defensive. I'm simply being cautious. I can't risk reckless dating due to my miscalculating. Why? A certain suitor stands in line. I've seen in movies, most made for television. You cannot be too careful when it comes to sharing your life. I could end up a miserable wife. Sorry, girls, but he could be criminal. Some sort of psychopath who escaped from an institution somewhere where they don't have girls. He could have masterminded some way to find me. He could be colorblind. How untrustworthy is that? He could be less than kind. Or even worse, he could be very nice, have lovely eyes. Come out of hiding. What do I do with that? Oh God, what if when he sees me, I like him and he knows it? What if he opens up a door and I can't close it? What happens then if when he holds me, my heart is set in motion? I'm not prepared for that. I'm scared.
someone who when he sees me wants to again.
On the way home from work, Jenna runs into Dr. Pomatter at the bus stop. She tells him about her unhappy marriage. In turn, the doctor heavily compliments her on her pie and tells her that he is intrigued by her compassion and resilience in the song, It Only Takes a Taste.
You know, it's kind of funny just seeing you sitting here all by yourself in your uniform.
You remind me of a girl I once knew.
God,
by now she's well in middle age. Probably 41, 42.
Huh, thank you?
What?
Oh my God, no, 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 no.
She was a waitress at a shop I used to frequent quite a lot. Nice teeth and small hands and snuck me goodies I couldn't afford then. She was sweet to me, reminds me of you.
Oh, well, nobody ever really notices me that way, so.
Somebody did, right?
Hmm?
Yeah, because you have the baby.
She'd make the pies fresh every day, like you, I guess. But I must say, if pies were books, yours would be Shakespeare's letters. You remind me of her, but better. It only takes a taste when it's something special. It only takes a taste when you know it's good. Sometimes one bite is more than enough to know you want more of the thing you just got a taste of.
That reminds me of a thing we would say, me and my mama, in the kitchen when we'd bake. She'd say, Jenna, you can tell the whole story with a taste.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I mean. I swear that as those flavors mixed and melted, I could hear the siren sing. It was truly something special, one taste, and I want the whole thing. I must say, it felt like I was carried away. Intoxicated made me escape the room I was. Have felt creating such a masterful thing.
Just one bite caused all that wondering.
It only takes a taste.
It only takes a taste when you know it's good. Sometimes one bite is more than. Got a taste of.
When Jenna arrives home, her husband Earl reveals that he has been fired from his job. They get into an argument, and Earl almost turns physical until Jenna tells him that she's pregnant. Earl makes Jenna promise that she will never love the baby more than him. In Act 2, we learn that Jenna has been having an affair with Dr. Pomatter. Meanwhile, Dawn's internet dating has flourished, and she now plans to marry a man that she's been dating named Ogie. At the ceremony, Ogie declares his love in the song, I Love You Like a Table, perhaps the oddest love song of all time.
Your white dress sparks words spontaneous. I'll sing from mountain tops. I am in love,
love, love,
and I don't care who knows it. Lucky me, I was ordinary, but with your love, you see, I am a poet. Oh, 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 poem writer. I will express this if I'm able.
like a table. My legs were carved for you. I love you like a table. I'm wood and you are glue. Cover me with stuff and I will hold it up, strong and stable.
After some time, Jenna is again confronted by her abusive husband, Earl. He has found the money Jenna was saving to enter the pie contest. Jenna tells Earl that she was saving the money to buy the baby a crib. Earl takes the money anyway. Jenna breaks down, lamenting her loss of control over her own life in the song, "She Used to Be Mine."
It's not simple to say that most days I don't recognize me, that these shoes and this apron, that place and its patrons have taken more than I gave them. It's not easy to know I'm not anything like I used to be, although it's true I was never attention's sweet center. I still remember that girl. She's imperfect, but she tries. She is good, but she lies. She is hard. Carves out a person and makes you believe it's all right. mind. She is lonely most of the time. She is all of this mixed up and baked in a beautiful pie. She is gone, but she used to be mine.
Finally, Jenna goes into labor and gives birth to a beautiful baby girl. Jenna falls in love with the child immediately. When her husband Earl reminds her that she is to love him more than the baby, who she names Lulu, Jenna states that she hasn't loved him for years and wants a divorce. Next, she ends the affair with Dr. Pomatter, putting all her ducks in a row for a positive future with her daughter. Jenna celebrates her taking control of her own life in the song Everything Changes. This will be our last song of the day. I hope you've enjoyed this look into the Broadway musical Waitress here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio.
Today's a day like any other, but I'm changed. I am a mother. Tiny hands paralyzed, an unsung melody is mine.